بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani is the guest speaker for today's discussion from the Islamic House of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the program.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the role of faith and supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for so many complicated situations in our life. We do supplicate to Allah, but we do not get answers to our problems. Shall we continue our supplication or no, we should leave it?
You know, first of all, we should know that whatever happens to us is the best thing.
Yes.
Because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the absolute knowledge and absolute rahmah and mercy and kindness to the people. That's why He knows what is the best for us. And at the same time, He loves us and He is taking care of us. He wishes the best things for us. So that's why what happened to us in our life is the best possible thing that can happen to us. Yeah. This is the first point that we should understand. Then in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes says that عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرُهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. Sometimes you wishes something, you loves to achieve something, but in reality, it is not good for you.
Yes.
Because the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the unlimited knowledge, the absolute knowledge. He knows what is best for you.
Yes.
But at the same time, he loves you,
mm-hmm.
you know? When you love someone and you know that the thing that is he is going to achieve, he tries to achieve, is not good for him, what would you do here?
Yes.
So this is the situation for us. Sometimes we may ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, please, for example, fulfill this dua for me, this supplication. But it does not happen. We think that, of course, here it is because of, for example, this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not merciful, is not kind, is not accepting our dua. But in reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide us with a better choice, with a better blessings, with a better thing.
Yes.
That's why sometimes if you ask something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it's not fulfilled, it is possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recompense it or will replace it with as much more better things,
yes.
better blessings. This is the first point that should be mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, sometimes due to the fact that we are not good servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not follow, we do not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly, and we do not care about the divine, let's say, orders and commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life. That's why sometimes our dua cannot be accepted, cannot be fulfilled.
Yes.
Yeah, because if you do not listen any time to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listen to you?
Mm-hmm.
But if you listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always and observe whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders you in your life, then of course in that case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also listen to you.
Shaykh Rouhani, is it good at all to do dua for everything in life?
Yes.
For example, at every moment of our life, because we have some people who do zikr a lot. They always revocate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repeat some sentences, do dua and this and that. Some people might say that these duas will get your rationality away from you. You do not use aql for your life now and you just depend on some of the words or something like that. Is it true?
No, dua itself is good.
Mm-hmm.
We should always make dua
and
pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the point is that how should we pray? You know, what are those wordings? What are those things that we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we refer to du'as that are narrated from the Ahlul Bayt, they are the best du'as.
Yes.
Look at these du'as that how do the infallibles, the Ahlul Bayt, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for some things.
Yes.
This is the point that we should make good du'as. And the best du'a is that sometimes, for example, I want to have something. Should I insist on having that, or should I say, for example, this way, that, oh Allah, if it is best for me,
mm-hmm.
if it is good for me,
okay.
then fulfill my dua.
Yes.
If it is not, no. This is the best dua.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, unfortunately, because of the limited knowledge that we have, we think that something is very good that if it happens to me. But we not know the consequences of that happening or occurrence for us. That's why we sometimes insist. And it does not happen. Later, we understand that, okay, it was very good that that dua was not fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why it's better to dua always for what we termed at Farsi, we say, aqabat bikhayri.
Yes.
Khayr al aqabah.
Yes, yes.
This is very best dua. That,
the best.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't say possible.
Oh Allah, at the end of the day, whatever is the best thing for me, it will happen for me. This is my prayer.
Yes. So sometimes we dua for, we do dua or supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for finding a good money in our life or a wealth or something like that.
Yes.
But we don't know that the aqabah of these wealth will not be khair. Will not be full of
blessings.
Sometimes,
for example, some people ask always for having more children, for example.
Uh-huh.
Later, at the end of life, they say, I wish I did not have these children.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, this child.
Yeah, this is the... We should ask that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if, for example, having more children is for the benefit of me, is the best thing for me, then, of course, provide me with these children.
Yes.
If no, no. We should just rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should trust Allah subhanahu
wa
ta'ala.
So the true meaning of tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to give everything in His hands.
His hand, yeah.
You try your best.
Yes, yes.
We can say you act according to the rulings and the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but everything in His hand.
Yeah, yeah.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And losing hope. How some people lose their hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their tawakkul in Allah when their supplications are not answered, Shaykh.
They should correct their understanding of the supplication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I said, they should believe in this, that since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has that absolute knowledge and the creation is in the best version, and in our life, whatever happens are the best one because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us more and more as compared to anyone else.
Yes.
You know, the love of father and mother is just very tiny, very little kind of manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love to us.
Yes.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this love in the heart of mother.
Yes.
Why do mothers love the children? Who put this love in the heart of mother?
Mm-hmm.
It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
So that's why we should trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that even if sometimes our supplications are not fulfilled, we should be submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will that, okay, oh Allah, please, whatever you wishes for me is the best thing for me.
That's
I'm
right.
always thankful, I'm always grateful. Mm-hmm. This way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide you with the best blessings, you know, with the best, let's say, bounties. All the best bounties will be showered upon you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
That's why sometimes there might be kind of misconception or misunderstanding of the way that we make supplications.
And for sure, supplication and do dua is a kind of talking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
So there must be some etiquettes or adab for that, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's why. That's why we have very nice duas from Ahlul Bayt alayhi
wasalam.
It is best for us to refer to these
to
duas and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam made dua.
Mm-hmm.
Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam in Dua Arafah.
Sajjad, very beautiful.
Yeah, and Imam Sajjad and Zahif al-Sajjadiyah.
Yes.
And the rest of the Imams, you know, when we look at their du'as, we see that how nice, how beautiful, how perfect are their du'as.
That's all right. So is there any specific place and time specified for doing du'as?
Yes, of course. For example, in our hadith, it is authentic, and there are authentic hadith and narrations saying that, for example, if you make dua under the qubba of Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salam, near the zarih of Imam Hussein Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salam, your dua will be accepted. That is a specific place to make dua.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, for example, during the nights of Qadr,
Yes.
If you make dua, that's a specific time. Of course, there are specific times, specific places in which if you make dua, that is the possibility of acceptance of the dua is very much high.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course.
Okay. And during the night, for example, you know, during the midnight, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In the early morning, for example.
Early morning, yes.
In the dawn.
In the Sahara, on the Sahara, that's right. It's very much important. Sheikh, it is believed that do dua for the others, since doing dua for others will work more. Is it true?
Yeah, it is. It is. It is narrated from Imam Hassan al-Mushtaba alayhi salatu wasalam, that Lady Zahra Samullah alayha was making dua and he was listening to his mother.
Okay.
At the end, he found that Sayyidatul Nisa' al-Alameen did not make any dua for herself.
Okay.
Then asked the Hazrat Zahra Samullah alayha that why did you not make any dua for yourself? Lady Fatima Samullah alayha said, "Awwal jar thumma dar."
Mm-hmm.
You have to first make dua for the others. And we have narrations, lots of ahadith we have, that your dua for the others will be accepted.
Yes.
But the others' dua for you will be accepted. But for yourself, sometimes it might not be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, there are a specific situation. It is said that, for example, if there is a funeral kind of ceremony and the dead body is taken by the people, if you make dua for that body, the dua will be accepted.
Okay.
Yeah, for example, these are, this kind of sayings and ahadiths regarding dua. But generally, yes, it is better to make dua for the others and ask others to pray for us.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best thing.
In a beautiful categorization, they say that dua of the awam, of the public, is through their words.
Yeah.
Dua of the zahidan or the gadvari is, for example, through their actions. But dua of the arif or a true mystic of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through the ahwal, or it's better to say spiritual moods, isn't
it? Yeah, of course. Because in urafa, among the mystics, and not to say mystics, but urafa, we have ahwal and we have maqamat.
Yes.
Ahwal is different from maqam.
Uh-huh.
Ahwal is something that it occurs sometimes for you. It's a kind of good, for example, feeling that comes to you sometimes. But if it becomes something stable, it becomes maqam.
Yes.
If you're for always in that state. Yeah, dua of urafa is in that kind of status, or let's say, what we can say. Yeah, status that they're always in that stable kind of status.
Among the people, especially among the Shiites, there is a kind of, how can I say, culture, that they write some duas on some pieces of paper. They put it in a necklace or amulet around their neck or something. Sometimes Ayatul Kursi, sometimes they say Chahar Qul or four Holy Quran Ayatul Kursi, four surahs starting with Qul. Are these authentic in order to, for example, stop the satanic powers, evil powers from around you? Is it true?
Yes, of course. You know, first of all, the words of the Quran are different from the other texts.
Uh-huh.
You know, Kalamullah, Kalimatullah, the words of the Quran, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has its own spiritual effects on each and everything in the environment.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when there is the Holy Quran, you know, the evil kind of agenda, or let's
or
say
powers,
spirits, cannot
powers.
Approach
uh-huh.
that area. This is true.
Okay.
And when you, for example, say some specific ayat of the Quran, this wordings has its own effect.
Yes.
For example, if sometimes you feel painful, you can experience that you put your right hand on your heart and recite seven times Surah Al-Hamd.
Yes.
Then you see how kind of tranquility, peace, comfortability will come to you.
Mm-hmm.
This is you can experience. So that's why the words of the Quran, some of the zikr or afkar, if it is based on authentic ahadith and sayings of the Ahlul Bayt, yes, of course, it works.
Usually the people in Iran,
like Tasbih al-Zahra,
it is authentic. Especially they do that in order to stop the evil evil eye.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Evil eye, because there are so many authentic ahadith about the power of evil eye, evil soul, evil words of the people around you. So they write, as you said, these ayahs of the Holy Quran, which are in dua. The most famous one is Ayatul Kursi, which is, we can say, in order to stop evil and satanic powers from around you. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the significance of dua and how our dua must be answered. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. The another episode. God bless you all. Fi amal Allah.
Inna fi al-jannati nahran min laban li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي حسين وحسن